A doctor in Portsmouth has described the city's obesity problem as a ticking health time bomb. Dr. Joe Dowman says that almost 60% of Portsmouth's residents are obese or overweight, and that's contributing to a big increase in liver disease. We'll speak to Dr. Dowman in a moment, but first, Dominic Blake, our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter, joins us. And, Dom, why is this such a, if you'd excuse the word, big issue in Portsmouth?
Well, it's the numbers involved, Steve. Doctors here say that a quarter of people in Portsmouth are obese, and that number goes up to 58% if you include people who are overweight. And there's also a very worrying increase in the number of children who are affected by this problem by the time they leave school. So most people, I think, understand that being overweight, being obese, can actually increase your risk of heart disease and diabetes, but it can also cause liver damage, and that, of course, if it goes unchecked, can result in serious disease and ultimately even death.
And Dom, you talk about the number of children that are overweight. Clinicians are now finding children with liver damage.
Yes, that's right. The numbers are growing here in Portsmouth, and in fact, in some parts of the country, children as young as 8 years old have been diagnosed with fatty liver disease. And it's a problem which is being taken very seriously here at Queen Alexandra Hospital. They're going to be setting up a new clinic to tackle the issue, and it'll be run by Dr. Joe Dowman, who's with me. Joe doesn't actually join the hospital staff for a couple of weeks, but she's in the city for a liver symposium today, and she's here to tell us more about the problem and how she's going to tackle it.
All right, Joe, good morning to you. I wanted to start with that statistic, first of all. Really eye-catching, 60% of Portsmouth residents are obese or overweight. Do you have a sense of how that compares to other cities in the south or in the UK?
25% of adults in Portsmouth are obese, and that's fairly comparable with the general levels in the UK population. But the childhood obesity prevalence in Portsmouth is actually worse than the national average, with, as Dom said, 36% of children either overweight or obese by the time they leave primary school.
What does fatty liver disease mean? I mean, if a child starts to show symptoms of that, what impact might it have on their life, and what can be done about it?
Well, as its name suggests, fatty liver disease is the accumulation of fat in the liver. And whilst some fat in the liver can be fairly harmless, in some patients, fat can progress to cause inflammation and scarring and eventually lead to cirrhosis with risk of liver failure and liver cancer. And that's obviously very serious. Now, in most patients, it takes quite a number of years for the disease to progress to the later stages. But clearly, if patients are developing fatty liver at a younger age, then they will then develop advanced liver disease, again, at a much earlier age. And indeed, we are seeing reports from elsewhere of children as young as 8 with cirrhosis of the liver caused by fatty liver disease. We know that what we call non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is being driven by the obesity epidemic and its associated problems of diabetes, high blood pressure and high cholesterol. And really, the large increase in obesity and diabetes that we've seen in the population in recent years have led to a parallel increase in prevalence of fatty liver disease, such that it's now actually the most common cause of liver disease in Western countries such as this. And it's really going to pose an enormous burden on the NHS and on the health of our population in the future if we don't do something to address it.
What can you, one person, Joe, do about it?
Well, in terms of the fatty liver disease, there's an enormous amount of research going into new treatments for fatty liver disease. But really, at present, the cornerstone of treatment for patients with this disease is to address the obesity and associated problems of diabetes, high blood pressure and high cholesterol, which are driving the disease. And so weight loss, you know, is really important for people who are overweight. And even quite small amounts of weight loss can significantly reduce the amount of fat in their liver. And often patients need medications to control the other problems, such as diabetes and high blood pressure. But because all these different problems need addressing, it's believed that a so-called multidisciplinary approach is believed to be the most effective way of treating people with this problem. And as such, I plan to establish a multidisciplinary fatty liver disease clinic at the Queen Alexandra Hospital, where patients will be able to benefit not only from seeing a hepatologist or liver specialist, but also a diabetes specialist, a dietitian, and a health trainer. So they're aiming so that we can address all the different help them to address all the different problems which are contributing to their disease.